With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Sam Mednick explained some of the details that Hamas says it will accept as part of President Trump's effort to bring peace to Gaza.
Hamas has said that it accepts elements of U.S. President Donald Trump's peace plan, but that there is still negotiation to be had on other parts of the deal. Hamas has said that it will release all of the hostages, both dead and alive, being held in Gaza, and that it will relinquish power in Gaza. Now, this comes after President Donald Trump gave a warning to Hamas, saying that if they didn't respond by Sunday, that Israel would continue the attacks and that it was their last chance. Trump presented the plan earlier this week.
Still no end of the government shutdown after another vote attempt on Friday. Senators out of town until Monday. That's as soon as anything might change. Democrats, meanwhile, are getting mixed reviews over their desire to shut down the government, over their demand to extend Obamacare subsidies. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports many people admit they don't know much about those credits that were enacted as part of the COVID-19 recovery bills but were set to expire this year.
A new poll asked about health insurance tax credits that are scheduled to expire at the end of the year. The extension issue is the reason for the government shutdown. A poll from healthcare research nonprofit KFF, conducted before the shutdown, found most Americans want Congress to approve the extension. At the same time, the survey showed only about 4 in 10 adults had read a lot or some about the subsidies as the shutdown began, leaving room for public opinion to shift in either direction. Meantime, a New York Times Siena poll, conducted roughly at the same period as the KFF poll, found most voters did not want Democrats to shut down the government, even if their demands were not met. I'm Ed Donahue.
Investors shook off concerns about the shutdown on Friday. The Dow closed up by about 240 points. This is SRN News. A new poll shows a Canadian province is becoming increasingly pro-life.
LifeSite News reports that according to political consultant and executive director of Pro-Life Alberta, Richard Doerr, only 37% of Albertans say abortion should always be legal. 43% say only in certain cases, and an additional 9% would outlaw it entirely. As Doerr wrote at the Western Standard, adding those numbers together, you get a majority. That's not fringe. That's Alberta. This comes on the heels of data published by the CBC in June, finding that the number of Albertans who strongly agree with the importance of traditional family values has grown from 35% to 40% over the past 7 years. I'm Bill Alexander.
Alliance Defending Freedom is reporting 75-year-old grandmother Rose Doherty has been arrested a second time for standing outside an abortion clinic in Scotland with a sign that reads, "Coercion is a crime." This is SRN News. A team of excavators has found $1 million in treasure from a centuries-old Spanish shipwreck.
It was recovered off a stretch of Florida known as the Treasure Coast. The shipwreck salvage company 1715 Fleet Queens Jewels LLC announced the find this week. The treasure includes more than 1,000 silver and gold coins. The fortune was lost at sea when a hurricane struck a fleet of Spanish ships in July 1715. Treasure hunters have been combing the coast for generations looking for the fortune. The salvage company says dates and mint marks are still visible on some coins. Keith Peters, Washington.
White House Budget Director Russell Vogt says the administration is withholding $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects, expanding funding fights, and have targeted Democratic areas during the government shutdown. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.